So let's review. Zakt the Mishnah, Ganava Pishnaim betavach umachra apim oya pishnaim acherim. If two witnesses testify that a person stole an animal, and the same two Edom, or even two other Edom, testify that he also slaughtered or sold the animal, Misham tashlum abo v'chamisha, the Ganav is liable to pay 4 or 5 times the animal's value, because the two testimonies are combined to form one complete testimony of a Gneva with a Tvicha u'mechira. The Gemara asks, Leima masnitin delay k'Rabbi Kiva. Perhaps this halacha does not concur with Rabbi Kiva's opinion regarding Harisha achle shana rishayin b'fnei shnayim, shniya b'fnei shnayim, shlishas b'fnei shnayim. If a person used a field for 1 year in the presence of two Edom, a second year in the presence of two other Edom, and a third year in the presence of two other Edom, the Chacham hold Harizu Chazaka. The Edus of all three sets of Edom are combined to form a 3-year Chazaka, that he is in fact the owner of the field. While Rabbi Kiva holds, the Edus are not combined to form a 3-year Chazaka, because the Pasuk states, Apishnei Edom Yakum Davar. The word Davar teaches Davar v'loi Chatzi Davar. The two Edom must testify about the complete matter, while here, each set testifies for only part of it, 1 year of the Chazaka. Accordingly, regarding the Mishnah's case that there were two Edom for the Gneva and two other Edom for the Tevicha Mechira, according to Rabbi Kiva, the Ganav ought not to be liable for Dal Behe because each Edus alone is only a Chatzi Davar. However, Abaye explains that the Mishnah does concur with Rabbi Kiva, and only in the case of Edi Chazaka is it considered a Chatzi Davar, because Shloshtan Tzricha Zu Lezu. Each Edus of 1 year alone is meaningless without the Edus of the other years. However, in our case of Gneva or Tevicha, it is not considered a chatzi davar, because avagav the edi tvicha tzvichel edi gneva. Although the edi tvicha alone are a chatzi edus, as the person might have legally slaughtered his own animal, however, kiven the edi gneva le tzvichel edi tvicha davar karina be. The edi gneva alone are a complete edus regarding the gneva, which is thus established. Therefore, the edi tvicha are also a complete edus to attest that he slaughtered the stolen animal. The Gemara explains that the Chacham who disagree with Rabbi Kiva hold that the drasha of Davar v'lechatzi Davar would apply only in the following case, where we are looking to establish that a girl is a gedayla, she has matured, and shnayim oimrim echad b'gaba. Two Edom testify that there was one hair on her finger. V'shnayim oimrim echad b'kreisa, and two other Edom testify that there was one hair on her stomach. These two Edus cannot be combined to establish her as a gedayla because hani amri ketanehi v'hani amri ketanehi. Each set of Edus alone is saying that she's merely a minor, since one here is not an indication of maturity and each Edus is meaningless. This is a case of Davar v'lechatzi Davar. However, regarding Chazaka, the two Edus are combined because, as Rashi explains, Kulon mi'idin shahayu muksikba. Each Edus alone testifies that he used the field, which is an indication of ownership, even though we need 3 years to establish it. Therefore, they are each considered Davar, a complete Edus. The Mishnah continues. If a person stole an animal and sold it on Shabbos, he is liable to pay dal behei. The Gemara asks from a contradicting brayso that states, Ganav ha-mocher b'Shabbos pater, he is not liable to pay dal behei. The Gemara answers that our Mishnah refers to an ordinary mechira, which usually does not involve chilul Shabbos of a melacha d'oraisa. Mekech u'memcher, making a sale on Shabbos, is merely an issur d'rabbanan. Therefore, since he's not chayiv mitzva for chilul Shabbos, there's no kamlei b'dirabminei, and he's chayiv dal behei. However, the braisa that rules potter refers to a case in which the mechira did involve chilul Shabbos of a melacha d'oraisa. Therefore, since he is chayiv mitzva for the chilul Shabbos, he is potter from dal behei based on the concept of kamlei b'dirabminei. The einish chamer absolves him of the einish akal. And the Gemara offers two scenarios in which the mechira occurred through a melacha d'oraisa. Rami Bachama says, on Shabbos, the buyer instructed the Ganav, cut a fig off my tree as payment for your stolen animal, in which the Chiyav Misa for the Chilul Shabbos and the Tashlum Dal Behei for the Mechira are incurred simultaneously when the Ganav cuts the fig. And although the Chitav Kamon Bedina Loy Amrina Le Zil Shlim, if the buyer would insist that the Ganav pay him for the fig, Bezin cannot obligate him to do so because the Ganav became Chayiv Misa when he cut the fig, and he's potter to pay for the fig based on the concept of Kamlei B'dirabminei. Nevertheless, the Mechira is still valid, and the buyer did acquire the animal because, as Tais explains, Chayiv Lotzis L'dei Shemayim, the Ganav has a moral obligation to pay for the fig. Rav Papa says, the buyer instructed the Ganav, throw the stolen animal from a Rishus Rabbim, the public domain, into my yard, a private domain, through which I shall acquire the animal. As the Gemara explains, this concurs with Rabbi Kiva, who holds regarding Haitzah, Kaluta Kemisha Hunchadamya. An object that enters the airspace of an area is considered as if it landed. Therefore, we do say Kam Lebedriabmine, because both the Chiv Misa and the Tashlumen are incurred simultaneously when the animal enters the airspace. However, according to the Rabbanan, who hold Kluta Lav Kemisha Hunchadamya, an object that enters the airspace of an area is not considered as if it landed. In this case, we do not say Kim Lebedriab Mine, because Kibin de Mati Lachotzer Beisai Kana, Lenya Shabbos Lemechayev Ademati Laara. The Chiv Tashlumu was incurred when the animal entered the airspace of the Chotzer, and the buyer acquired it. And it precedes the Chiv Misa, which was incurred only when the animal landed on the ground of the Chotzer, and Kim Lebedriab Mine cannot absolve him of a pre existing Tashlumen. Therefore, according to the Rabbanan, we must say that the Bryce is a case of Ba'omer Loi Tikni Ligene Vosech Acha Tenuach. The buyer told the Ganav, I shall acquire your animal only when it lands on the ground of my chatzar, in which the Chiv Misa and Chiv Tashlumen are incurred simultaneously when the animal lands on the ground.